The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus tells a parable of a hateful judge who is worn down by a widow's pleas. Jesus is calling God's people to cry out for justice and deliverance. For if an unethical judge will ultimately grant the plea of a persistent widow, how much more will God respond to those who call? I begin reading at verse 1. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A huge man, built like an ox, walked into the grocery store and stepped up to the slightly built clerk and said, I want to buy half a head of cabbage. And the clerk said, well, I'm sorry, but we only sell full heads of cabbage. The man looked at him menacingly and said, I don't want half a head. I don't want a full head. I want half a head of cabbage. Are you going to sell it to me or not? And the clerk says, well, wait just a minute. Let me go ask Al. Al is our manager. So the clerk went to the back of the store and found Al unpacking some of the crates. And he said, Al, there's a big stupid oaf out front that wants half a head of cabbage. Should I tell him to? But he stopped mid-sentence because he noticed Al was staring. And Al wasn't staring at the clerk, he was staring behind the clerk. The big man had followed the clerk to the back of the store and had heard every word that he had said. The clerk kind of peered over his shoulder and he said, and this gentleman wants to buy the other half. We can cut a head of cabbage in half. We can split hairs. There's a lot of things that we can do at the same time. But when it comes to our faith in God, God wants our whole selves, our heart, our souls, our minds, everything about us. We can't do it half-heartedly. We can't worship God half-heartedly. Jesus tells a parable today about persistence, about being constantly in prayer and constantly being in conversation with God. He tells this parable about a widow woman. And once again, in those days, women did not have many rights at all. They were considered the property of their husbands. They were actually listed as part of that property, along with a house and land and animals and furniture and everything else that a man would own. A woman had to work very hard, not only in the home, doing all the chores in home of cooking and cleaning and taking care of the business of home and raising kids, but many times the women also had to go out into the fields or even tend to the animals. Women did have a place in society, but as long as she was married, she had that place in society, and the man had responsibility to her to provide for her. But once her husband died, all that changed. She had to be attached to a man, whether it be her husband, or to a father, or to a brother, or to an uncle. And there was great pressure in society then for another family member, another family male, to take the woman under their wings, under their protection, if her husband died. Evidently, in the case of this parable, though, this woman had no one to provide for her. And some injustice had been done to her. One of the other rights that a woman had was to be able to retain that property that her family had given to her. More than likely, what was unjust here was that somebody had taken that property or wouldn't release it to her, and she wanted justice from the judge. But unfortunately, the judge was unjust as well, too. Maybe he had been bribed. Maybe he just didn't want to pay any attention to that widow woman because she has very little rights. She makes no difference in his plan or scheme of things. And so he ignores her. And he ignores her for as long as he possibly can. And it's not very easy to do because every day she's there banging on his door, wanting the judge to hear her case. Constantly she is there. She gives her whole heart, soul, and mind to that endeavor because that's all she has. If she has not her property, the only thing that's left for her is begging out in the street or prostitution. So that's her whole life, is asking that judge to hear her case so that she can receive justice. Jesus brings about that point then, that in our faith, that like the woman, it should be at the forefront of our minds that we should be giving our heart, soul, and mind and bringing our pleas to God and bringing our needs to God. This woman pestered the judge to the point where he just simply gave in. He didn't want her around anymore or bothering her anymore, so he gave in to her. She nagged him into doing the right thing. Now, I know none of you have ever been nagged before, or none of you ever do any nagging. But we were kind of joking around with this a little bit at our pastor's retreat this week, and we called it holy nagging. Holy nagging. To be constantly in contact with God, of letting God know what our needs are, or praying for others, or to give thanks to God, to constantly be in conversation with God, or constantly be aware of what God is doing around us. That holy nagging of always wanting to be there with God, or having God with us, and being aware of God's presence at all times. As we look at Jesus, we see that very much was the case with Jesus, because he was constantly in conversation with God. I know there's many Bible stories where Jesus goes off to a quiet place to pray, maybe up on a mountaintop or maybe out in the wilderness, or even amongst other people he prays. You remember the story where Jesus takes Peter, James, and John on a mountaintop to pray with God, and that's when the transfiguration happens. Or that story when Jesus is about to be arrested and he's praying there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prays with such intensity that it's as if his sweat is drops of blood coming down. This parable, what Jesus is calling us to do in this parable, is to have that same intensity. That should be what our life is about, like this widow woman who every day, constantly, all the time, begs that judge to hear her case and give her justice. For us too, that's what God is calling us to do, to live every moment of our life in the awareness that God is present with us and wants to hear what's going on in our lives. Unfortunately, a lot of things get in the way. We get distracted very easily. But we need to remember that stock markets crash, buildings tumble down, hurricanes wipe out the face of the earth sometimes, tornadoes can tear everything apart, fire consumes, money is stolen, lost, property is stolen, or lost, or destroyed. Friends can turn on us, And the people that we do love get sick and sometimes die. Anything of this world is not lasting. We cannot count fully on anything in this world, but we can rely upon God, because God is everlasting. God is persistent in His call to us and in His wanting us to be a part of Him. And so as we continue to nag God in a holy way, maybe once again, when Jesus returns, He will find faith on this earth. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.